Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar fires to first and picks off Kennedy. 2 outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter bunts towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to third. Marchildon moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels throws to second for one, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rosar scores. Marchildon scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Juiced fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Binks reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski bunts towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. Binks moves to third. One out. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Juist hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Juist reaches second base with a double. Binks scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Wright reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Frank Papish now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Sam Chapman pinch hits for George Binks. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski is hit by the pitch. McCoskey moves to third. Fain moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing left field. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Frank Papish. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hi Bidhorn now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Jones moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Wright moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Wright moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Hi Bidhorn. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Austin Knickerbocker pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Wright picks it up and throws to third to catch Chapman for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.